Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
For redeeming us, thank you for making a way where there seems to be no way. We are so grateful. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Where will we be without your grace? Where will we be without your grace? Where will we be without your grace, Jesus? Where will we be without your grace? Where will I be without your grace? Where would I be without your grace?
This is the grace that lifts us.
Where would I be without your grace?
This is the grace that redeemed us.
Where would I be without your grace?
This is the grace that redeemed us.
Where would
we be without your grace?
Where would
I be without your grace?
Where would
I be without your grace?
Where
would I be without your grace?
Where would I be without your grace?
Where would I be without your grace?
Where
would I be without your grace?
Indeed grateful, it will show in your words. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Give all thanks unto his holy name. Thank him and thank him. Thank him and thank him for making you see the last Sunday in the month of May. Somebody appreciate him. You are not in a mortuary. You are in a sanctuary. We owe him thanks. We owe him thanks. Give thanks unto his holy name. Thank him and thank him. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. You can do that in the language of the Spirit. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. In this service, which has been tagged a day of recovery, I pray for you that my God, your God, will recover all for you. Whatever that has been stolen will be fully recovered. 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8. 1 Samuel 30 verse 8. It says, and David inquired, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them. And without fail, what happens? What happened? What are you recovering today? How many are you recovering? Now look at verse 18. Let's see of the same chapter. Let's see of the same chapter, verse 18. Now let's read it together now. that the Amalekite has carried away. How many did he recover? How many did he recover? Declare to yourself in this service, I am recovering all. I'm recovering all. Every lost opportunity is being restored in this service. The Lord is restoring my health, restoring my strength, restoring my joy, and restoring my peace. Every captivity is turning into celebration. Say that again. Every captivity is turning into celebration. What the enemy meant for loss, God is turning it into my testimony. Begin to make that declaration now. I serve the God of recovery. I serve a God of recovery. My health is being recovered. My family is being recovered. My business is being recovered. Don't mind the one standing by yourself. He don't know what you are recovering. Don't look at the one standing by yourself. If I were you, I will be very intentional. In this service, I am recovering all. My health, my career, my business, my family. I am recovering all. It's my service of recovery. It's my service of recovery. It's my service of recovery. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And everybody that prayed in faith, you have recovered. Before the service is coming to an end, it will be confirmed that God has visited you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost, do what no man can do. Do what no doctor can do. Do what no lawyer can do. In this service, let there be raw intervention of your power. Whatever that need to be restored, restore it in this service. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the sent word. Thank you for the right word. And thank you for the word in season. In Jesus mighty name, somebody will say a bigger amen. Put your hands together. Let's comfortably take our seat. We'd like to appreciate God and his servant in the house for the privilege to bring unto us the teaching for this second service. And hear this: every encounter with God's word makes a wonder of the believer. Every encounter. So we are still looking at unveiling the wonders in the world. Unveiling the wonders in the world. Every encounter with God's word makes a wonder of the believer. Psalm 119, verse 18. Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. And look at the man David. Let's see how the word of God dignify him. In Psalm 119, verse 97. Psalm 119, verse 97. O Lord, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandment has made me wiser than my enemies. For they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers. For thy testimony are my meditation. Look at a man that was a lover of the word of God. And look at Psalm 71, verse 7. Psalm 71, verse 7. It says, I am become a wonder to what? Many. I am become a wonder to what? Many. David lived a wonderful life because he did not take the word of God lightly. It was his meditation. And God made him wiser than his enemy. That is a wonderful life. To be wiser than your enemy, that means you already winning the battle. And no doubt, he never lost a battle. Because a man of wonder can never be wondered. He won every battle because he celebrated the word of God. This afternoon, as you have an encounter with the word, whatever that is making you wondering will change to make you a wonderful person. Look at a man called Peter in Luke chapter 5, verse 5. He was an ordinary fisherman. But when he encountered the word, failure became supernatural success. He said, nevertheless, I thy word, I will do what? I
I will lay down in it. And that made him a wonder because he encountered the wonders of the world. When we engage with the light of the world, it turns things around supernaturally. Anytime we engage with the light of the world, it turns things around supernaturally. Engaging with the light of the world. God's word is light. And wherever light appears, darkness gives way. This afternoon, every form of darkness in anyone's life, they are giving way. When believers engage the light of the world, every impossibility are overturned. Barrenness become fruitfulness. Why? You can't engage the light of the world and not be dignified. Look at Genesis chapter 12. Talking about Abraham. In verse 4. Genesis 12. So Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken. And what was the outcome? That impossibility became a testimony. Whatever they have termed impossible in your life, the God of all possibilities will turn it around for your good. When God speaks, circumstances do not determine the outcome. When he speaks, the situation do not determine the outcome. It is his word. Whatever he said, he ensured that it come to pass. He said, my word will not return to me void, but it shall accomplish the purpose for which it has been sent. Anyone receiving the sent word today, the power in that word will bring about light in your life. That is what we saw in the case of Abraham. Now we are going to look at three wonders that we can enjoy in the word of God. Three wonders. One, direction of our path. So the wonders in God, direction of our path in a journey of life. Direction of our path in a journey of life. That is, the word is light of life. That guides us through this world of darkness. The word. The greatest asset in the life of a believer is divine direction. Somebody say divine direction. And one of the wonders in the world is to direct you. I pray anyone on any wrong road leading to destruction, by this afternoon, you'll be redirected. Psalm 32 verse 8. Psalm 32 verse 8. He said, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou should go. And I will guide thee with my eyes. Psalm 32 verse 8. So one of the greatest wonders is the ability of God's word to direct us in the journey of life. Look at Psalm 119 verse 105. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto where? That is, God's word is a lamp that reveals the right choices in every area of our life. It shows us the choices to make. Talk about relationship. Talk about marriage. Talk about career. Talk about finances. Talk about ministry. Talk about destiny. So the word always warns us or prevents us from costly error. Not to be on the wrong path. Look at something in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33. See one of the admonitions from the word of God. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33. He said, be not deceived. Evil communication. That's what? So wrong association leads what? Wrong destination. So that is the light from the word of God. That means every relationship will never leave you as it is. Either it takes you forward or it takes you back. That is one of the admonition. Look at 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14. See the light over there. How it can prevent us from costly error. Be ye not unequally yoked with, together with what? Unbelievers. Be ye not. And as a child of God, that you are sitting here, you are hearing the word. You say, "Is that is the only man that I will marry. When I marry him, I will change him." You can't change anybody. You are not a changer. It's the Holy Ghost that does its work. You say, no, 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 he's the only person I fall in love. I've never fallen in love. You have fallen in love in the wrong person. Because the Bible says, do not be equally what? This is admonition. And some people are so counting the cost of that choice that they made years ago. Didn't you hear our daddy saying, 40 years, joy. Why? He got connected to the one ordained for him. He took a step and he quoted a scripture. That scripture is what has what? Heard them all throughout. You, the Bible is telling you, you are too smart than the Bible. Don't be too smart. Align with it. It shows us light. And the light makes us to make right choices. Hear this. Not every attractive opportunity is God-given opportunity. Be very careful. It may look very attractive, but it is not God's opportunity. But when you align in with the scripture, it will show you the light. For instance, the business that you are dealing in is lying all throughout. And you think that it's a blessing. It's not a blessing because all liars will find their place in hell. So be very, very sensitive spiritually. The word always guides us. What again? The word strengthens us for conquest against the days of battle. It strengthens us. Look at the story of Jesus. Matthew chapter 4, 4 to 11. Life is a battlefield, not a playground. Somebody's life is a battlefield. Every believer faces spiritual battles. But the word strengthens us against all these days of battle. Proverbs 24, verse 10. If thou faint in a day of adversity, what happened to you? Your strength is what? Strength. So weak Christians are often world deficient Christians. Weak Christians. Didn't you hear our sister's testimony? When the doctors were giving up on that child, he said he mentioned so many books that they were reading. Because at that point in time, they need to encounter light. Because what was surrounding them was darkness. And the only thing that can deal with light is not intelligent, it's light. It's light. May your room light goes off. And with all the PhD qualification, if you don't know anything about electricity and where your switchboard is, you'll be in that darkness for long until somebody comes and just turn on one switch and everything comes on. It answers of men with in-depth understanding. May our understanding open this very afternoon. Hear the Bible. Hebrews 4 verse 12. For the word of God is quick and what? Powerful. Sharper than what? Any two-edged sword. A soldier without a sword, which is the word, is vulnerable. Vulnerable. Ephesians 6 verse 17. He said, the sword of the spirit, which is what? The word of God. The same also I can say, a believer without the word is defenseless. It's defenseless. All that Jesus saw in Matthew chapter 4, 4 to 10, he was using the word, it is written. Somebody say it is written. He confronted the enemy with what is written. So for instance, fear attacks you. What do you do? Go to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. Let's look at it. So somebody, you are living in fear. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. He said, for God has not given us what? 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. God has not given us what? But what? Of what? And of what? So when fear attacks you, what do you have to quote back? And that fear will vanish. Somebody may ask, no, sickness now. What do I do? Sickness, 1 Peter 2 verse 24. By whose stripes ye were what? You have been attacked. That the devil is telling you your future is not looking great. You are under attack. Nothing will work concerning you. Now let's go to Psalm 138 verse 8. Put that on the screen. Psalm 138 verse 8. So let's go now. The Lord, what? Perfect all that what? So somebody say light. So anything written has potential to dissolve what the enemy throws at you. May we receive grace to be word addicts. To be word addicts. Let that amen show it. Because the strength of the believer is a measure of the word indwelling. That is a strength. It's not the church that you attend. The devil has no problem you coming to church. He can even keep you very busy. You will be in all the units. But if you are word deficient, when the arrow strike, there is nothing to counteract. Jesus, being God, has to engage it, is written, 3 times. And Bible says the devil left him. Imagine he did not know the scriptures, will not be celebrating his glorious victory over the enemy. Please, settle down with the word. Thank God you are in a commission. Somebody one time showed me when she joined this church. He said, this commission always keeps you on your toe. Because when you are even watching telly for 2 hours and you have not read, your conscience will begin to talk to you. Because there is always something to do to fortify yourself in the realm of the spirit. Please build up your spiritual life based on the word. Based on the word. You cannot be spiritually strong while being spiritually starved. You can't. Spiritual, when you are starved, you can't be spiritually strong. That is why we all need strength against all the devices of the enemy. What again is in the word? The word illuminate believers to dominate. Somebody say to dominate. It's illumination. So supernatural insight in the word illuminate believers. Illuminate believers. The only language darkness understand is in the strength of light or appearance of light. Look at something in Mark chapter 6. Matthew 8 verse 16. Matthew 8 verse 16. And when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirit with what? With what? So the authority of the word is greater than the activities of the darkness. The authority. He cast out everything with his word. And hear me. He said, I've given you a mouth and a wisdom, which all your adversary cannot what? Resist. Nor what? So what is this mouth for? Your mouth is a weapon of war. I have given you. Who gave you that mouth? Who gave you that mouth? Well, whatever you say is correct. That God or Jesus, they are the same. He gave you that mouth. Luke chapter 21 verse 15. To harass the enemy. To destroy all the forces. He said a mouth and a wisdom. Those in the world have mouth. They don't have wisdom. Because Jesus is the wisdom and the power of cry of God. So when you carry that mentality, anytime he shows up, you throw back at him. I pray that from today, your mouth will be a weapon of victory for you. He cast them out. Spiritual authority grows from spiritual illumination. From spiritual illumination. We are illuminated to dominate our world. We are illuminated. What again is in the word? God's word is surgical. Somebody say surgical. Surgical. It carries supernatural surgery on us. Surgical. Look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. Genesis 2, verse 21. And the Lord God caused deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh instead thereof, and the ribs which the God took from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Every encounter with God's word is an opportunity for divine reconstruction. Every encounter with God's word is an opportunity for divine reconstruction. Whatever the doctors has given up, Jesus will take over from this service. I say he will take over from this service. Why? He's the master surgeon. Somebody say he's the master surgeon. He sent his word, healed them and did what? Deliver them from all their affliction. The great physician specializes in impossible cases. He specializes in impossible cases. He specializes in impossible cases. I'm speaking to somebody this afternoon Whatever the doctors have termed impossible, the possible God will make it impossible unto you. Why? Matthew 19 verse 26. This is how you engage the world. Matthew 19 verse 20. With men, this is impossible, but not with my God. Somebody is not with my God. For with my God, all things are possible. Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be possible. With God. So the cases that baffle men are opportunity for God to display his power. Their opportunity. Somebody is being attacked. They've given up. But the God of possibilities will make things happen unto you. You heard our sister's testimony. She stepped here, couldn't walk. She was bent. She was due for a surgery. 2 weeks. After the winning foundation class, after they have been prayed for, she could now stand straight. Went in for the review and they told her, you don't need any more surgery again. I thought somebody's clapping for Jesus. Anyone due for any form of complex surgery, the God of possibilities will visit you tonight. I say he will visit you tonight. I say he will visit you tonight. Somebody say, I believe in the mystery of the great physician. Every impossible situation in my life is turning into testimony. It's turning into testimony. What my God, what man cannot do, God will do it for me. The God of possibilities will be visiting you tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever that has resisted woman's solution shall bow to divine intervention. Your God will be grant you a visitation in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, how do I tap into the oneness of the world? How do I tap into it? How do I tap into it? Be committed to be guided by the word. Be committed. Allow the word of God to guide you. Be committed to be guided. Psalm 32 verse 8. I will instruct thee, teach thee in which thou should go, and I will guide thee with my eyes. Two, continue to walk in the spirit. Continue to walk in the spirit. Do not walk in anger. Do not walk in bitterness. Do not walk in hatred. The doing of many believers is their heart. They leave home angry, or angry man, angry woman. Why will you not be on M6 instead of being on M5? It's even God who has even directed you. Some people even crash their life because of how they leave home. If you are working in the spirit, the signals will be clear. Where you are not meant to be, the spirit will direct you. But when you are working in anger, who do you think will be directing you? Answer it to yourself now. Because he came to steal, to kill, and to do what? And to destroy. Your life will not be destroyed. I say your life will not be destroyed. Galatians 5 verse 25. If we live in the spirit, we shall also what? Walk in the spirit. Walk in the spirit. Your heart is so hardened. Your mind is so stiff that nobody can talk to you. Please, it is dangerous. The enemy is pushing you into that so that he can steal you and destroy you. It is not God. Don't blame God. When it happens, because you have not repented, you have not changed, it has the potential to destroy your life. Look at Revelation 1 verse 10. In Revelation 1 verse 10, I was in the spirit in the Lord's day and heard behind me what? A great voice. You will hear God's voice today. Look at Ephesians 4 verse 31. We are all going to read it together. Anger and hatred grieve the spirit. Ephesians 4 verse 31. Let's go. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger and clamor and all evil speaking be put away with what? Be put away from you. Be put away from you. They are destroyers. They destroy lives. Hear me, God is ever willing to lead us if we are ready to be led. He's ever willing because his plan and his purpose for us is clear. You see, I know the plan that I have towards you. To give you an expected end. May our heart be softened this afternoon. Today is our covenant day of recovery. Somebody say covenant day of recovery. Whatever that has been lost, delay, stolen, damage, held captive, is not beyond God's power to restore. It's not beyond. Because our recovery is the will of God. Someone say, my recovery is the will of God. 1 Samuel chapter 30 that we read, we saw something over here. But let's start from verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. And David was greatly distressed. For the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved. Every man for his son and for his daughter. But look at something. But David encouraged himself in who? In the Lord. I will make my boast in the Lord. Psalm 34 verse 2. Put that on the screen. Why did he encourage himself? Psalm 34 verse 2. Let's all read it together. My soul shall make her boast. In who? He encouraged himself. He made his boast in the Lord. Knowing that my God is more than evil. He's a restorer God. He's a God that will recover. Whatever that has been stolen. Somebody, I have good news for you. In this service, they will be fully recovered. Amen. And as we read, and David pursued them and recovered all. You are recovering everything that belongs to you. Amen. What God that cannot restore does not exist. What God cannot restore does not what? Can he restore your health? Yes. Can he restore your family? Yes. Can he restore your marriage? Yes. Can he restore your business? Yes. Can he restore your career? Those who are saying yes, they are catching it. I say, can he restore everything concerning you? Yes. In this service, you'll be living here with your testimony. Yes. Testimony of full restoration. Yes. Hear this. Every loss is subject to God's power of recovery. Every loss is subject to God's power of recovery. Every loss is subject to God's power of recovery. Recovery is not wishful thinking. It's what God meant to do in this service. This service will answer with speed for you. Amen. But the Holy Ghost came to restore double for our shame. He came to restore what? Double for our shame. Isaiah 61 verse 7. For your shame, you shall have double. For your confusion, they shall what? Rejoice in their portion. The Holy Ghost came to turn painful chapters into testimonies. So whatever you have lost, I decree that it will be fully restored. Amen. The testimony was shared in Canaan that we have all heard. A man that was out of job 19 years. When he was called back, within that 19 years, everything he lost, his promotion, his entitlement, his salary was paid unto him. Is God not a humorous God? So if God did 19 years, yours is nothing. In this service, you'll be restored. I say you'll be restored. Recovery means, among others, include lost years, health, and glory. Joel chapter 2 verse 25. Joel 2 verse 25. And I'll restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the canker worm, the caterpillar, the palm worm, and my great army which I fought sent among you. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. For I'll restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of all thine wound. Hear me, this is God speaking. Somebody say, this is God speaking. Can your God lie? If he say he will he restore? So the service today is your own service. It's your service of full recovery. Now, five keys or five steps to full recovery. One, be born again. Be born again. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory. When we sin, we lost it to the devil. When we sin, but now that we are born again, we have reclaimed everything back. So be born again. Two, crave for revelation concerning your right to recovery. Crave for that revelation now concerning your right to recovery. Crave for revelation concerning your right to recovery. Psalm 105, verse 17. Psalm 105, verse 17. He sent a man before him, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they had with fetters. He laid the iron until the time that his word came. The word of God tried him. Somebody say, my word has come. When his word came, the king sent and loose him. Even the rulers of the people, and they let him go free. He made him lord over his house and ruler over his substance to bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his senators wisdom. From prisoner to a prime minister, what he lost in all his life, he got everything back. That same God is your God. I said, that same God is your God. Whatever they have stolen from you in this service, you are recovering all. Job chapter 14, verse 7. For there is hope for a tree if it be cut down. It will sprout up again, and the tender branches thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground. Now let's read verse 9 together, clear and loud. Yet through the scent of water, it will bud and bring off puff like a plow. Through the scent of what? Water. An encounter with this word will bring about life. I pray that your word of recovery is reaching out to you. Number 3, be committed to serving God in the interest of his kingdom. Be committed to serving God. Psalm 34 verse 10. The young lions do lack and suffer anger, but they that serve the Lord shall not want any good thing. Also be committed to seeking and praying for the well-being of others. People who need recovery, be praying for them. As you are praying for them, God is making yours also happen. In Job chapter 42, verse 10. Then lastly, engage the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Engage the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I pray to God, anything stolen from you in this service, it is recovered. Your career is recovered. Your health is recovered. Your business is recovered. Lost opportunities are recovered. Anything that the enemy has tempered in your life, hear me. When God restores, he restores to perfection. I pray that anything due you in this service, you are going home with it. Rise to your feet and begin to thank God for your recovery now. For recovering your career, recovering your business, recovering your career, recovering your business. Somebody thank him. The word has gone forth. Now, as to you, if you believe, you have activate it to happen unto you. If I was you, I'll be thanking God for my recovery. Lord, you have recovered my family. Thank you. For recovering my business, thank you. For recovering my health, thank you. Somebody make that prayer now. Begin to thank him. For full recovery, for full recovery, for full recovery, you have recovered all. You have recovered all. You have recovered all. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are you ready to take what belongs to you? Are you ready to go home with a full package? Are you ready to celebrate God for what he's doing in the service today? Hear this. In Luke chapter 15, verse 17, talking about the prodigal son. When he left, he lost everything. To the extent he was eating pig's food. Even that was even a challenge. If the pigs were very hungry that day, he would starve himself. That tells you how the situation went. But look at Luke chapter 15, verse 17. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with anger. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and earth. To cut a long story short, jump to verse 22. But the father said to his servant, bring me forth the best robe. That is his restoration. The father accepted him. The best robe, put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoe on his feet. Bring even the fattest cow and kill it, that let us eat and be merry. He took a step. What he lost was fully recovered. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed. If you leave this service and you are not recovered, I've shown you the light. It's up to you to walk in that light. Now, Jesus, I have seen. I was in you, but I left. But as the prodigal son came and you receive him, I'm coming like the prodigal son. Jesus, receive me. And when he was received, full restoration was accorded him. You want to take that route that, Jesus, I need you to restore me. back to yourself. Lift up your right hand, whatever you are. Boldly, confidently. God bless you. God bless you. Nobody's looking at you. It's between you and your God. If you want God to set you quick, do what he's instructing you. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. Please, you have lifted up your right hand. Do me a massive favor. Take a step of faith. Come to the altar so I can pray with you now. Come to the altar now quickly. Come to the altar now. You lifted up your right hand. Take that bold step now. People, encourage them to come now. The prodigal son was fully restored. Was fully restored. Don't wait or say, when I go home, I'm going to do that. Jesus wants to do it now. He don't want to postpone your miracle or your testimony. Wherever you are, you need to be fully restored. Just take that bold step and come to the altar now. You can join whilst we are praying now. Those of us in front, God bless you for taking this bold step. Put your right hand on your chest and say these prayers after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace that has located me. Today, I declare you as my Lord and personal Savior. Help me, Jesus, to live for you and for the rest of my life. Help me, Jesus, not to live in sin, but to live to please you. Lord, engrace me at all times to stand out for you and your kingdom. Thank you for your saving grace that has located me. Today, I hold on to my faith and declare you as my personal Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me and for restoring me in Jesus' mighty name. Now I pray for you. Upon this confession, the blessings of God will speak for you and they will answer for you. This step that you have taken is leading to your full recovery. And whatever you recover today, no devil will tamper with it. In the name of Jesus Christ, Daddy, we say thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. God bless you for taking this bold step. One of our pastors is waving his hand over there. There's a booklet that he's going to give to you to help you build up your faith. So please, just follow him, then come back for your recovery package. Somebody celebrate God with a clap offering.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.